Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows a resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Joining us every time I'm on a delay. Hello, and thank you so much for joining us for your SmackDown post show for September 27th. What a wrestling timeline we are living in. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on your Friday night. We appreciate you being here. I'm joined, as always, by the wonderful Alex Cardoza. Alex, how are you today?
I can't even speak tonight.
Are you on fleek?
Is that still a thing? Am I fleeking? Listen, I'm clavicalacalus. That's not even a word.
Clavicles? Like you're Greek?
Yes. I'm clavicking. It's now a verb.
I love that. I love that we have our own little dictionary over here. I'm excited to talk some SmackDown with all y'all. So we will ask you, as always, to join us for our laundry list of favors that we ask of you guys up front. We do ask you to leave a thumbs up on this video. We ask you to touch tips on this video, if you would be so kind, either in the chat or leave a comment. It helps people find us in their algorithm quite a bit. We invite you to send in super chats and humper chats if there's anything you want to talk about on the show, about WWE in general, as we head into Bad Blood and what is surely shaping up to be Survivor Series, because that blueprint is getting laid out now, which is pretty neat. And we also encourage you to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Now more than ever, really. There's so much misinformation out there. There's such a lack of clarity around things. Today was a great example as to why you should subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. So much clarification from Sean about what's going on with this Lucha Brothers situation, about what the AEW side looks like, what the expectations were around the WWE side, the difference between contract tampering and other legal terminology that's out there, and how it plays into the wrestling landscape and regular sports. So a really, really, really good post from Sean up there on Fightful Select earlier today. Also, the news of Saraya rejoining AEW. I know that was a contract that was coming down the wire, so nice to see that she has re-signed. Plenty more contract news on the way at FightfulSelect.com and so much more. We had a great time at Grand Slam. I got to see the boss. I got to see a lot of wrestling friends. Alex Queen of the Ring, Kimmy Sokol was there. Andrew Zarian of Wrestling Observer and right here on Fightful. You can catch him on Beyond the Bell as well as his producer. Great guy, Rich. Got to see a lot of really, really, really wonderful people at Grand Slam. Love wrestling. Love the friendships it's brought me. Been a really fun week, and we're closing it out here with a decent little SmackDown. And I think even more than this week, Alex, they set up some fun stuff for next week. As you and I were talking about, AJ Styles is coming back in what feels like a very big deal kind of way. We have this dumpster match that's getting set up between Mia Yim and the incredible Chelsea Green. So I'm excited to talk about tonight. There were some really great things tonight. Could watch Andrade and Carmelo Hayes wrestle every day of the week and twice on Sundays. My goodness. We're going to get into all of that, but I appreciate that next week's doesn't feel like a throwaway going into Bad Blood. Like, there's some cool stuff on it, Alex.
First of all, I want to say that tonight's show was pretty damn good, setting up a lot of different things. I also want to wish everyone a happy last Friday of September as we head into another Burr month and getting into October. Do. We're moving in quick, my friends. We're moving quick. You could almost hear Mariah Carey defrosting a little bit.
What's that in the distance?
Yeah.
All I want for Christmas.
Oh, there, I heard it. And of course, I want to say, I want to start off by saying thank you to all of you guys on the chat. Without you, I wouldn't be here because you guys always say so many nice things about me, and Kate would have fired me. So, yeah. So keep on pressuring her.
Hiring and firing power around here.
Great show. I think next week's going to be really fun. We are seeing the return of the AJ Styles. Kind of interesting with everything that's happening.
You know, here's the thing, Alex. Contrary to popular belief in his theme song, I actually do want some. They don't want none. I actually do want to see some AJ Styles on my screen.
Yes, okay, good. We had to clear ourselves because, you know, the net, they're a little weird. I saw that dumb little post you put up there today. I was just like, I need to fight people. But anyway.
They're not people. I don't know what they are, but they ain't people. Right.
Good show, they're bots and weirdos. I'm so happy to be here with everyone and obviously talking about SmackDown with you tonight on a Friday.
Absolutely. And you mentioned this earlier, and we're so excited to celebrate it here. It's Hispanic Heritage Month. This is a special month that runs from the beginning of or the middle of September to the middle of October, I believe. And not only do we have you here and you do such a great job talking about Latino talent, Hispanic talent on this program, our moderator, Luis Pulido, proud representative as well, very connected to the Mexican wrestling scene as well. Like if I ever have AAA or CMLL questions, he's the guy that I hit up because he's so passionate about it and has such a wonderful and refreshing perspective on wrestling. We, of course, have Denise Salcedo here as well. So plenty of wonderful Hispanic people that I get to call my colleagues. And happy Hispanic Heritage Month to everybody in the chat and everybody around the world. Great recognition of that. But if there's anything you wanted to say to it, certainly I would love to leave the floor open.
First of all, it's great to have representation. As I said before, in any shape or form, it's Fightful is probably the number one place for that. They respect and give the floor to almost every single time something needs to be represented or brought out. So I'm extremely excited to be part of the team, along with my other Latinos and anyone here on the chat who's Latino, anyone listening in who's Latino. You know, from September 15th to October 15th, we get to really celebrate our heritage. And to my fellow Boricuas and Puerto Ricans out there, what's up?
There you go. Yeah, that was something that Sean's been very vocal about is when Fightful started the podcasting side of what we do. He didn't want it to be the old white guy network. That space is covered in pro wrestling.
Is that what OWN stands for? I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, Oprah Winfrey. I am so sorry, Oprah. Please.
Matthew Hook saying it better than everyone. We try to say it as often as we can that Fightful is for everyone, but that's something that is a priority to Sean, continues to be something that I love working here. There's almost a 50-50 split on men and women as well, and I always laugh because by bringing in you, I was the one that actually upset the balance. But I think we're back.
And by the way, thank you to Kate. Kate, you're an honorary Latina too, man. I got to get you the shirts. You can put it on. Just like, you know, Sammy was an honorary Us, we got you an honorary Latina.
I hope I get to be as entertaining as him. Well, you're definitely an honorary white girl with how much you love autumn and pumpkin spice. So it's mutual. It's a mutual exchange. But we're going to get into this episode of SmackDown. Please get in those super chats and humper chats if there's anything you would like to talk about. But let's start off with this, because this just rules. Ricardo's not at work. He always sends him messages before work, and it's so kind of him to be so supportive. But he says, hey, not at work for once. Sup, y'all? Sup, Ricardo? We're happy to have you.
Welcome to the Friday night party.
I know, in real time and everything. We appreciate that so much. I will take a moment right before we dive in here to let you know that the SmackDown Awards sponsorships are open for them. I think I mentioned this last week, but we have sold 6 spots already, and we're not even in October. If you have certain categories that you want to request, if you're looking for Gear of the Year, if you're looking for Hater of the Year, maybe Nigel McGuinness will sponsor that for his magic show or something, because he is certainly a candidate for Hater of the Year. Both men's and women's best of categories, things like that. You're going to want to get in early to get those categories requested. We can't guarantee anything, but earlier requests will get honored for those categories ahead of time. We'll be taking, for the next couple of months through the end of the year, basically, submissions for those sponsorships. But they're pretty affordable for what you get. We have 500,000 followers on social media between Sean's Twitter account, which has over 300,000, Fightful's Twitter account, which has over 200,000. You get an on-air read as well, and inclusions in all of the distribution and promotion. So there's going to be a lot of fun things going on. Not a bad deal for $100. Come on board with the Fightful Awards.
Wait, that's it?
Only $100. And we got over 35,000 views last year as well across all platforms.
It's time to put my company on the Fightful platform advertising.
Hey, I know a girl that can hook you up. But let's get into some SmackDown. Because as Alex said, we had a great episode tonight that set up a lot of stuff. But Meet Normus kicking off Hispanic Heritage Month properly as well, saying, hola, patnas, vamos crank.
Vamos crank.
He is the best. He is the best.
Oh,
but
boy.
As FightfulSelect.com reported, Randy Orton is going to be kicking off this show tonight. And 13 minutes later, he comes out to kick off the show. That's one of the quickest confirmed scoops that we've ever gotten, I think, on here. But Randy Orton comes out, huge reception. I love how over Randy is. I love how happy Randy seems in this run. Like, he's one of those guys who's just so transparent. You could tell when he's into something and when he's not. And he has seemed pretty excited to be back this whole run. So happy for him. But he says he's been at this game a long time and he doesn't really trust anybody, but he knows he can trust Cody Rhodes. And Randy wants to know why Cody Rhodes didn't pick him as his tag team partner for Bad Blood, which of course calls Cody out. Everyone's got adrenaline in their souls. Everyone's excited to see him. But he says, I know who I'm standing in the ring with. I know I'm standing in the ring with the Apex Predator. I know I'm in the ring with the Legend Killer. And he is hoping for Randy Orton to empathize with him, because he says that the Bloodline is kind of becoming legendary in itself and it needs to be slayed. It needs to be killed. And he hopes that's not an issue for Randy, because he needs to commit this murder. But Randy says it's not a problem unless Cody makes it a problem. Then we hear Kevin Owens' music hit. He comes out. I think he's my favorite wrestler in WWE right now. Sami Zayn is certainly right up there, at least on the men's side. But God, everything Kevin Owens does just speaks to all my favorite parts about wrestling, truly. And then Solo Sikoa and the Bloodline 2.0 come out. Solo asks to be acknowledged. And Solo also says what I thought was really, really good writing and one of the more natural and comfortable promos from Solo Sikoa. He says, how many times have you tried to take us out with these exact guys and how many times have you failed? Which I thought was really, really well done. And he says that Cody is teaming with Roman because every time he tries to pair with the guys he's in the ring with, they end up losing. And I just really appreciated that it was based on wins and losses in story. And it kind of makes it feel like some of the repetition that we get every Friday pays off, because it has meant something that this is the case. But then Kevin Owens interrupts and says, nobody cares about what you have to say or your stupid face. This is why this guy's like my favorite. Just slides in with the eighth grade insult, which is my favorite. And they challenge for a tag team match later in the night against the tag team champions. And Cody says, hey, I'm right here to make it a fight if you want to do a trio situation. And Kevin says, you have your tag match already with Roman Reigns. This is for me and Randy. So some good dissension sowed early on in this. What did you think of kind of just this opening? I thought this was one of the more efficient uses of time that they had on a show opening in a long time.
It was definitely different than the pattern that they've been holding, where it's just like one-on-one talk or just the bloodline out there kind of just putting things together as they always do to kind of interweave the show all the way till the end. I love the interaction with Randy. I loved with KO. I love KO coming out with a RKO shirt on.
Yes, both like of them.
Already representing. I love his attitude coming into the ring and kind of like blowing off Cody.
Yes.
Like, I'm not here to talk to you, like grabbing the mic. And then you just kind of saw the attitude immediately when he came into the ring. I knew it. I knew it because Cody kind of like gave him like, hey, how you doing? And he just kind of like blew him off. So good. Those little details pay off. Solo's a beast now. Solo has become probably my second favorite wrestler in WWE right now.
Who's your first? The Spooky Scottish Witches. Do you count them as one?
No, I only Isla Dawn is one. That's it. I'm just saying.
Your girlfriend.
I follow her on Instagram.
I get it.
She doesn't know it.
Are you acknowledging Solo Sikoa then? Is that what's happening right now?
I have totally been acknowledging him for a while now. I'm putting it up. So I love what they're doing with Solo. It's crazy that eventually this will end, and I don't want it to. And I hope that Solo continues to get some massive like respect and push because he's grown, man. You and I used to like not make fun, but we kind of like we gotta get him tailored suits. If you remember that he would come out overgrown.
The presentation wasn't clicking in the beginning.
No, he wasn't like his talking. He was kind of off on the beat.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
And now, man, he's just so damn good. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent here.
No, I love that. I love it great. When we love stuff. 100%.
We've seen the openings for SmackDown been dragged out as of late, especially yes. with the Bloodline just being the bookends, as we like to call them, of every show. But this one felt really good.
I also really liked it. And I find that Solo is best when he's given things that are properly written to his cadence. Because he doesn't have the Cody Rhodes, like, I talk like this thing, and he doesn't have the you bitch thing about him either, right? Like, he yes. is more of a natural talker. He kind of, him and Kevin Owens sparring vocally would be perfect, right? Like, yeah. it seems like he feels more comfortable when he's given more human things to say. And when you're talking about, like, you're only pairing with Roman because these guys lost the few times that you've tried to do this before, like, very, very fluid, very natural, and I agree with you. I think he shines there. A lot of people have the opinion that like Jacob Fatu is it, and I don't disagree with them. I think that guy is so it, as I like to say. He couldn't be more it if you gave him like a white face paint and a red balloon and you had him sticking out of a sewer grate. Like, he could not be more it if that was the case.
By the way,
there you go.
I get it.
Understood that reference. But I feel like Solo's gotten the short end of the stick with how good he is. And I actually think he's done a great job. He's getting the reactions that he needs to. I think he settled in quite well, quite well. So a productive opener for sure. My only complaint is that we go right into like another speaking segment situation, which is not my favorite thing. They were both done extremely well, but I'm tuning in to see wrestling. Like, I like it when we get to the in-ring a little bit faster, but I don't have complaints about anything that was done. It's just like a production thing for me, to be honest. But we do have this really great interaction with Tiffany and Nia Jax. Denise Salcedo said that Tiffany Stratton looked like Sabrina Carpenter today, and I can't unsee it now. Like, it's so... She had the volume hair going. I think she looked great, but I was like, I can't unsee the Sabrina Carpenter reference ever since said that.
Yeah.
She kind of had it going on. It looked great on her, but Nia just straight up, like right into it, says they had a chance to eliminate Bayley and Naomi from SmackDown, but turns out they're still sticking around. And Tiffany says that she was injured and that she was so sorry about what happened last week, but Nia is right up in her face. And she says, just so you know, if this ends bad for me, it's going to end real bad for you. And I loved that. Again, this was not dragged out. This was not too long. This was to the point. This was played into Nia's promo strengths, I think. She's another one that I think excels even more in backstages than she does in-ring promos. Mm-hmm. The conciseness of the time works for her. I'm loving that. Like, this Tiffany and Nia relationship is working, and Tiffany doing the slow burn babyface way of going about things, I think, is a really great way to play into her popularity.
So here's the thing. It's the fact that we have not seen a strong female lead in WWE since when? Like, The Man or Charlotte? Right, that's it. Those are the only two.
I mean, Rhea really should have been, but so much of her title stuff has been about Dominic that I don't think that is a fair take to say.
Because that's where I was going. But these two, these two OGs on their own held it really well. And let me take it a step further. It's just the fact that Nia's holding it on her own, being dominant with someone who's literally standing next to her that is a huge threat. Okay, the way she looked at her, the way she talked down at her, the way she grabbed her by the throat, it's like, tell me why I shouldn't pound your face right now for just being a goddamn nuisance, right? That's such a Tony Soprano, old school freaking, you know, Sopranos episode right there, where she should have grabbed her by the throat and like raised her hand to like kind of be like, say something else, right? I mean, that's a little too violent. That's not PG. And
but it's that tone. Like, you're definitely not wrong about that.
But Nia's giving me that, and I'm like, yeah, do it. Slap the silly out of her.
It's really refreshing. And the other thing that we've seen, this is something that I applaud the new era for doing, especially on the women's side. The new era. We've seen women's wrestlers in WWE and wrestlers across the board, I think. But it shows up a lot for me in the women's division. We've seen these women be smart in their relationships, which is not something that you got at all in the Vince era on either side, on the men's or women's side. Bayley saw the turn coming, right, with Io Sky. She saw that damage control was imploding. She knew enough Japanese to pick up on what was going on. She felt the vibes of getting betrayed behind her back. Nia knows that Tiffany has been sneaky. Nia knows that Tiffany can be strategic and could cash in on her every time. So her constant assertion of needing to put Tiffany in place, I think, is warranted. And what we're seeing is sympathy being built up on the Tiffany side. And I like that. I like that Nia is being too overprotective of things and being too harsh on Tiffany because of things like, hearing the segment with Chelsea Green where people were talking about her and things not always going her way in certain situations. So I love that we get to have people that are intelligent and see the truer representation of who characters are. I think that's a really, really, really healthy thing for all of wrestling, for sure. It's so weird that all my character complaints are on the heel side now, and they used to almost entirely be on the babyface side. Like, there was one type of babyface, it was the underdog, and they copied and pasted it over and over and over again, and then there were dumb, goofy ones. And now I'm like, we have so much dimension on the babyface side in WWE. Like, LA Knight feels different from Cody, feels different from Sammy. But now all the heels, I'm like, Gunther shouldn't be running away from Sami Zayn. He should be trying to avenge his loss. Like, now they, all the heels are starting to feel like chicken shit. And I'm like, no. Keep them both diverse and fresh, please. So it's funny. It's funny how quickly that switch flipped. But some good stuff there. Guys, get in your super chats and your humper chats. We appreciate the support. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. A lot more of you are watching now than were at the beginning of the show. So we are repeating our list of favors that we ask of you, but Bad Robot saying, hello, favorite post show. Well, hello to you. Sorry. So sorry, LA Knight, but the mid-card is killing it. Put the belt on Andrade or Melo, please. We're going to talk about that in a bit.
Oh.
Are you happy with the Bayley-Nia rematch, or would you have wanted Naomi? Well, we are going to talk about that match right now because this surprised me. I thought for sure we were going to go to a non-finish of some sort and set up a triple threat. But we have a really, really fun match here that I really enjoyed. Naomi and Bayley just have really good chemistry. Like, whatever was going on with Blair Davenport and Naomi wasn't quite clicking in. Naomi was, like, back in her bag tonight. She looked great out there. The Uno gear was so much fun. I thought it was a nice wink and a nod to what we might be getting down the line from her. And Bayley is Bayley. Like, how can you not just be so excited to see Bayley wrestle? I think she's just one of the best performers you could have. To me, she almost reads as a Sami Zayn of the women's division a little bit, like, in a different way. But she's one of those baby faces that just always has my attention and is so easy to root for. And she gets the best of Naomi here, who put up a really, really good fight. And it seemed like there was some post-match introspection going on from Naomi. And I was happy to see that because, Alex, match is great. Naomi has looked great in the ring since she's been back, but the booking has not been there to support her return, which felt like a big deal at the time. It was one of the only surprises for Royal Rumble, really. And if the booking's not going to support you and you keep losing, at least make those losses count by leading to a heel turn, leading to a brand switch, leading to an alliance with someone else there, all of the above, whatever. But these losses need to have some sort of impact. And post-match, it felt like that's what we might be getting.
I agree with everything. Naomi's run has been a little bit, I don't want to say flat, but that kind of what it feels like a little
bit. The booking is, yeah.
The booking, right, yeah. Not her, obviously. She's incredible in the ring. But, you know, to kind of see her, even if you were to just put her in matches for us to kind of see her build up whatever she's, you know, wherever she's going with her character, we haven't seen that either.
Sure.
So I like that you finally got to see a little bit of, like, you know, that, like, who, why, you know, are you looking to take me out? Or, you know, or if, and if you are, do it. Like in the instance where Bayley was going to punch her in the back of the head when she was in the corner in the beginning of the match.
Yes.
And she turns around and she's like, oh, like, I'm not going to do this. And she's like, bro, if you're going to fight me, like, do it. Like, yeah. That's what I want to see. And I think that Naomi plays so much well if she was a heel, like if she comes off as that, like I'm going to beat the hell out of you kind of person. I don't know why her. And the reason why I think about that.
Cause yeah, she's cool.
The reason I think about it is not only is she cool, but she has such a gorgeous smile that I feel like her smile alone just to set you off if she was a heel, because it's so, she's so good looking. She smiles at you. And if she were to say something like really smirky at you and throw that smile at you, you know, you would want to feel like you just want to like, what the hell are you smiling at? But she's like, yeah, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Carmelo Hayes has kind of the same thing where it's just, yes, like this.
Carmelo has the exact same, yeah, thing. Yes.
Like everything about you is very cool and feels world class and whatever. And sometimes for some reason that just that can lead to really compelling heel runs because
I and my clavicles want to feel the glow.
That's it. That's all that you want. That's all we want in this life. But good match. Good match there. A top elbow rope drop too for Bailey. That was not the rose plant. So I kind of dug that.
That looked heavy, by the way. It looked like she came down like, I'm going to hit you.
Yeah, that was laid in. Which
yeah,
was
it
good.
Was. Yeah.
Me and Norma saying Naomi should have joined. Should have been in the bloodline a year ago. Well, a year ago, I don't think she was even employed by this company. So
no, yeah, but, she was doing her thing.
But to your point, you're not wrong. Like, she should have been employed by the company. And I think she could have added something really cool and different to the bloodline. And they could have done some fun stuff of, like, she's married in. Like, is she really here for the right reasons? Especially because if you remember who was slow to trust and quick to turn with Jay. Like, there's some really fun things that they could have done. I don't know if it's a missed opportunity because I think that story was for the most part handled insanely well, but it could have been fun. It definitely could have been fun.
And we need a little different taste. Why not have the taste, you know, of have a female talent join the bloodline? Like, it's all been male characters going after each other. It'll be cool to kind of have that other side, you know?
Agreed. Ryan Sully pointing out that someone in production must not have watched WWE programming in the last couple months. They put damage control graphics on Bailey's Titantron as she came to the ring. Fun match. Interesting to see where the story leads. Cheers. Well, thank you so much for the generous chat.
Thank
we really
you.
Appreciate your large donation there. But Very. I am. This is the first time it feels like a Naomi loss has meant something, and it needs to. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, and also, like, you know, I've taken a seat back into noticing, like, yes, there's some stuff like that in production happens, but, you know, it's a live show. Things happen all the time, you know, so, like, I guess we could just, maybe she wants to join damage control again. Who knows?
It is funny, though, because I forgot until this got brought up to me the other day. Remember when Cody came out as insert talent here? I forgot until that was mentioned on our select show the other day.
In a pay-per-view.
Yes.
At all that. It wasn't just a... I'm sorry. Guys, I'm very old school. Can I just say something real quick?
Of course.
I don't know if you guys knew this. I brought this up to Freddie. Freddie was smartened up to it as well. If you guys don't know who Freddie Prinze Jr.
If you look behind you on the ground, you might see a name that you just dropped.
Oh, yeah. Let me pick it up again. I told him, I said, you know, we are in the age of, you know, subscriptions. So we pay our $6.99 on Peacock and we watch it, right? But you can still order WWE pay-per-views traditionally on pay-per-view anytime
yes,
you want.
You can.
It's so crazy. You know, so I was just like, he was like, really? I was like, yeah. So maybe I still watch them as pay-per-views, Kate.
Maybe you do. You shouldn't. That's extremely silly.
I pay $65.98 with tax.
Well, I mean, even if you were going to do that, I just feel like there's a better way to go about business, Alex, because you can get pay-per-views a lot cheaper than that, because I know that you're a NordVPN subscriber, and you didn't even know you were setting up such a great segue, but here it is.
I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you.
Look at me doing cool things.
I know, setting me up perfect Perfect for NordVPN. Look, we really are so fortunate to have the partnerships that we do on these podcasts, but Nord has made such a big investment in us, and I've said it for a couple weeks now because I think it's actually important. The amount of money you actually save with the code Fightful, as opposed to a lot of, like, we don't do a ton of affiliates for this reason, but it's not like 10% off. It's like 70% off when you sign up for 4 years or something. It's crazy, 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 crazy how much money you save. And they've been so good to us, so sincerely. Like, if you can shout them out on social media, if you can just let them know that you found out about them through us, whether you subscribe or not, they've been such a wonderful partner to us. But
I literally have a 5-year contract with them, everybody. Like, no lie. They signed me up for like 3, and then I was like, I saw how much I could still pay and just be like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Because I do, you know, I work in the business where I'm traveling a lot or doing different things, or, you know, a lot of files being shared left and right.
Of course.
And even though I'm secured at home, I still want that. I wanted that little extra love, and NordVPN gave me that, which is cool.
You can secure your router, as you mentioned the previous week. Like, that's that's a huge advantage. So really, really helpful. And truly, I mean, I'm hoping AEW is moving some pay-per-views to Max, but
hear things.
I hear things too. I'm waiting for I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed before anything. But
subscribe to the Clavicle Report right here on Fightful.
That's it. The Clavicle newsletter. But you really do. I mean, you save for it. What you save in getting 2 pay-per-views on Nord is like pays for itself for the year or whatever. So it's pretty wild how much value they've provided for us as a partner. So very, very, very much appreciated. And with all the great money that you're saving, you can subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I plugged it at the beginning of the show, but now well over 2,000 people 2,000 people are watching. We appreciate all of you. But we will remind you on Fightful Select, great, great piece from Sean about the Lucha Brothers situation, clarifying exactly what the heck is going on with Penta and Phoenix, what the difference between the legal statute is that would be being violated potentially, as opposed to what contract tampering is and how that applies to traditional sports with, you know, players associations and rules for leagues versus what is actual like legal jargon and stuff like that. Really, really great report from Sean up there, who is working his butt off after coming out here for Grand Slam. So we appreciate him so much, and we appreciate all of our subscribers. So thank you for that. But we will move along. A quick programming note as well. Cresta, Iridian, and Rick are off tomorrow. Alex Pulowski and I are going to be doing your Collision show on the main. Alex has tonight off. He is 45 years young. He's celebrating his birthday with his family and has
been
sick a lot of this week. So we will be back at it tomorrow, though. I'm excited to talk about Collision because I was there for the taping. Let me tell you, when you see Juice Robinson's outfit for this lumberjack strap match situation, you're going to fall over. Like, I don't mean to whatever. It puts clavicles to shame.
Oh, my God.
It's, I don't even want to spoil it for you. Like, that should be its own Fightful Select story. Can I don't know why Sean's published
it. I said this on Wednesday, and I know you were there, you know, so I just want to tell this to you too. New York City showed up, and I was so damn proud of New York and New Jersey, wherever the people came from, just kind of just showing up, coming to the show. It felt alive. You can hear the ambience when, you know, in the background, which is something big in pro wrestling. WWE crowds, you feel the ambience when people are wrestling and everyone's talking. So the fact that we felt that ambience and everything in there, I hope that things start looking up like that again for the company, because it was just, it felt good. It felt nice to have that.
AEW got a big ticket push as well. Like the 48 hours leading up to the event. I would be stunned if they don't send.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Out Mercedes Moné to do more media because, but I think it was her and Darby were leading the charge for Darby. Media.
Yeah.
And man, oh man, did they get a late surge. I assume they also did a price drop as well, but it jumped from like 5,000-ish to 8,700, I want to say. So
yeah,
they've still got work to do on that front, but a very healthy and encouraging side. A fun match to, or crowd to be a part of, a match that obviously meant so much to me and Nigel and Danielson. Like, I do know the history of the feud, so all the ROH callbacks that I saw with the ring post spot and the hammer and anvil strikes would encourage you to go back and check out some of that ROH rivalry if you think it would enrich your viewing experience and you haven't watched it. But I'll tell you one rivalry that is heating up and right in real time in front of us. I have loved what we have gotten from this Andrade and Carmelo feud. Two top talent that weren't really having anything to sink their teeth into. Every match they've been given, they have showed the frick out, man. Like, all six of these have felt different. All six of these have showcased something different in them as individuals, in their relationship as competitors and co-workers. Their relationship with the U.S. title and L.A. Knight has come through. This is one of the most productive feuds that I've ever seen. And it felt like Andrade and Carmelo were both like, you know what? We haven't had a lot to show for it. Like, our stays here on the main roster, we are going to steal the show every single chance we get. And boy, oh boy, did they put on another one tonight. This was so much fun. Before the match, I love what we get from Andrade here. Him saying that he respects LA Knight and the fact that he won in his defense of the title, but he essentially calls for the code of honor. He says, where I come from, you shake hands after a match, and I didn't appreciate that you didn't do it. Now, I don't know if that was planned or if they just capitalized off of the fact that Andrade went for a handshake and LA Knight went for a fist bump, because that was a very weird post-match thing that happened. So if they turned it into gold, good for them. But Carmelo comes flying in from out of nowhere and kind of turns into Andrade and is like, hey, you can get some too, man. Like, sure. That's what's up. But this was a fantastic match. You have LA Knight causing a distraction, which is not normally my favorite thing, but they've been pretty good about keeping this rivalry clean. So I'm not too mad about it. But Carmelo picking up the win here, evening the series at 3-3. I think if you're going to do a best of seven, you should just get to use Round Ball Rock. Like, there shouldn't be any music rights issues with that at all. Like, you should just be entitled to it. That's how I feel about it. You should get that vintage NBA song, right? But I loved a lot of what we got out of this match. But what did you think?
Another like 5-star match. If I were to do like ratings and clavicles, 5 clavicles, I give
5 clavs.
So we give it 5 clavs. 7 clavs
in the Tokyo Dome.
Wow, that's insane, by the way. Can you imagine, like, to just have clavicle-like graphics coming up on here? Anyway, a little bit predictable for me. I kind of knew that how things were going to go, especially after that backstage incident. I was just like, well, you know, they're going to stretch this out. So do I see a triple threat of Bad Blood now, you know, with these three, or what's going to happen? Because they are tied at 3-3, you know, and perhaps maybe they want to throw, you know, them in there and say, hey, why don't we just put you into the mix for the title again with LA Knight. Now, one thing I did notice is, even with all of this fiasco stuff happening, it never compares to Raw, right? If you look at Raw, there was backstage fights everywhere. Adam Pearce couldn't get a damn thing together. He was trying to find people, fire them, everything. And in SmackDown, you have like little backstage segments. It's like people respect their general manager there. They're like, okay, cool. We're going to kick the crap out of LA Knight, but then that's it. Like, let's not fight each other. Let's go out to the ring. You know, so really good show. I like a good showing by all three of them. But what a hell of a match between Andrade and Carmelo. I hope that once they finish with it, they give them the space and the time to kind of cool it off a little bit so that it doesn't feel redundant and like I'm not watching something that kind of gets old fast, because that's what happens in wrestling sometimes.
Sure.
And by the way, a person of color and a Latino killing it in the ring.
During Hispanic Heritage Month, which is so awesome. And our incredible Hispanic moderator, Luis, not only does he keep you guys safe in the chat from weirdos who come in here, not only does he does. Keep us safe in the chat from weirdos who come in here, not only does he organize all the segments and the chats that you guys send in for me and Alexis, he also keeps us posted on things like this, which is very cool and big news for Latin America. Not in Mexico, but the rest of Latin America here, we get Raw and SmackDown airing on WWE and Espanol's YouTube starting next Friday per the Spanish commentary tonight. NordVPN code Fightful. Luis also puts in there, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, head over to NordVPN. But that is such awesome news. That is such awesome news. The easier it is to access wrestling, the better.
Yeah.
I think that's something that WWE and AEW have gotten much better at. No offense to our friends at Bleacher Report, but very glad that AEW is dumping them as a pay-per-view provider. It just was not working.
Yeah, I believe Fox Deportes has the Spanish show on in Mexico, I think. In one of those two places, from what I was reading. Except Mexico. So yes, Mexico... there'll be Fox Deportes will be doing it, and everywhere else, like you said, for free on YouTube.
That's so cool. That's interesting too, because I guess the Fox deal for international looks different than the Fox deal 100%. In America, which is important to remember when people are talking about international rights. It's not the same landscape
it's
everywhere.
Not, yeah,
it's really, really not. So, some exciting news. I think it's funny. WWE and AEW are really good at it. I think the next tier of brands could get a lot better at it. Of your MLWs, ROHs, New Japan could certainly be more accessible. Like TNA, God bless them. Like I I have no idea where to even really watch it. So it's very good when internationally there's this demand for wrestling that we see with pay-per-views and PLEs all over the world. And then the distribution being able to follow suit, and Luis just going ahead and confirming for us what you had said, that Fox Deportes is a Latin American broadcaster. And once Raw moves to Netflix, the rest of WWE will move there too for Latin America. So good stuff on top of that great stuff that we got from
my
Carmelo
reporting.
Hayes and Andrade. It is. It's beautifully done. I love Carmelo after this saying, or before this saying, put the fries in the bag, bro. You lost. And the brawl breaking out. Good stuff. This is, for those of you who didn't watch NXT, to me, and Carmelo made a really good baby face, this is his wheelhouse. Like, this type of heel is what he's best at. I hope they let him sit in this groove, because he was one of the best parts of NXT in a very weird era for a lot of it. So he's definitely a future star. Good stuff on this episode. We're moving along. Keep those super chats and humper chats coming. We appreciate your support tonight. We do get an announcement that AJ Styles is returning next week, and I love that they're making it feel like a big deal. We talked about this at the beginning of the show a little bit. Did get announced here, but it was a nice reminder of like, oh yeah, AJ Styles is a Mount Rushmore level wrestler. He is one of the best to ever do it. He is phenomenal. Let's treat him like that. Maybe let's realign what that relationship with the Good Brothers, Bullet Club, whatever you want to call it, is, because they're losing to Hank and Tank on NXT. I don't know what's going on there, but like, let's pick a plan and stick to it for AJ Styles. He's one of my favorites. I love watching that guy. I'm excited to see him come back. Are you?
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. Last time he was in the ring was for this, like a quick ass thing with Cody, just kind of didn't make sense. So here we are in the last 3 months of the year. If you are part of Fightful Select, you know that there's a lot of contract negotiations coming up. His name has been brought up a little bit here and there. And I told this to Kate, and obviously I'm just saying this because this is just the way entertainment works. It's kind of you know, to see him kind of come back into the fold right before something were to happen. We saw it with Ricochet being in that high feud with Bron Breakker right before his contract was over. We're seeing KO being featured a lot more than he was before as well on television. So a lot of different things happening here. So I'm super excited to see AJ. I don't know where he fits or what he's going to do, but I guess we'll find out next week.
You know, there are rumors not confirmed by Fightful. Oh. I can't stress that enough.
Oh.
But that SmackDown is going to be moving to 3 hours. They need to bolster this roster if that's the case. This could be the beginning of that. But you're right. There are people whose contracts are coming up. There are some names that are going to surprise you about whose contracts are coming up. Still to come. Still to come. So,
are you saying 3 hours?
There's a possibility, maybe? Yeah, that could be the case, but they got to juice up these rosters because there are weeks where, quite frankly, it feels thin at two, right? So if they're trying to add some star power, I think that would be a very, very good thing.
I gotta put in my 3 month notice. No, I'm just kidding.
It is. Look, I get it from the perspective of USA doesn't want to give up a third hour of wrestling. Wrestling is one of the highest drawing mm-hmm. things on the USA Network. A 3 hour wrestling show, no matter who's putting it on, is a chore. Like, it's just
big time.
It's a lot. I actually think
on Raw has Friday night.
A Friday night, that's really tough. That's really tough. When we used to review Rampage, that felt like a slog.
I remember. Yeah.
So it is a lot. And even Triple H has said, like, that third hour is almost, it's like impossible to describe how much harder it is to write. Cause it's wild. Like, it's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot. So I think Raw's actually done a better job of their pacing with 3 hours, but it's still tough. It is still tough. But let's move on to some more women's action. Nice to see multiple women's action on the show, matches on the show. Nice to see Mee Chin just really shining now that she's being given more opportunities. It's very, very refreshing. And she is in a match against Piper Niven. I say this about Mee Chin all the time. One of the best counter wrestlers, man or woman, on the face of the earth. Like, she is so intellectually sound in the way that she approaches matches, and she believably responds to offense that's laid into her, which is something that I think is actually really important when you're facing someone like Piper Niven, for sure. Really nice Kawada kicks in this from Mee Chin, too. Just little things like that, but then running right into the black hole slam, like... This match told the story that it needed to. We, of course, have Chelsea Green at ringside, who gets booted in this. But we get Mee Chin winning with the Eat Defeat on Piper to set up our dumpster match next week with Chelsea Green. So very much looking forward to that. Love that this also got some time. Mee Chin was, I think she was in a match that was, no, there was something else. I think that, no. It was it last week? That match got cut down to 2 minutes.
Yes.
I think, yes. Yeah. Okay, so they got kind of screwed over last week. They compensated for it this week. We love that. Respect for women's wrestling. Yeah. So that's really, really good that they gave this 9 minutes, basically, which is great. I love what we got out of this, and it's been very nice to see these title-adjacent feuds building out, even though we saw Chelsea and Piper being a nicer a little bit around the title, right? Like, they do a good job of weaving in and out with this women's division now. What did you think of this match, and are you so excited for the dumpster match? Because I am.
You know, I haven't seen one since, I remember dumpster matches happening every Monday night on Raw back in the day. So
sure.
To kind of, like, see this happening with the women, I'm excited. I'm hoping that they go all out. And they really, like, they show off more of their wrestling, like, ability and make it into, like, a woman's ass-beating event.
Yeah,
you know?
They should beat the hell out of each other.
Yes, and then use the dumpsters or whatever it is, whatever weapons they're going to have around them to amplify that violence that they're going to bring towards each other. Because if you're just throwing each other in and out of stuff and just hitting each other, it kind of, like, I don't want to see that. I want to see them be physical with each other, show off what women can actually do, and then use the weapons around them to beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah, that's 100% it. And I think, no, that's a really good point, in my opinion, because I feel like Chelsea Green is one of the best wrestlers at making us laugh with her and not at her. That was something that is a very fine line to walk in wrestling in general, and something that was even more impossible before this new regime was in. And part of why we laugh with her, not at her, is because when she's in the ring, she reminds us that she can go, right? So I need her to, I'm sure she'll be wearing like pink and having like a pink dumpster or whatever that it looks fabulous. It is in sequence and stuff. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of entertainment. We will be sure. Entertained. But like the fact that Chelsea Green can go is always the thing that keeps us from taking her work seriously, but not her personality too seriously. And I think that's really, really, really important and undervalued with her.
Agreed.
We do have Me Normus sending in a chat. We thank you so much for that, saying, for the new people, I am the OTB, the tribal beef, the final sauce, the maker of puns, the smoker of meat, sometimes veggies. Acknowledge me. We always throw up the ones for Me Normus.
And then we touch them.
That's right. We touch tips. We do that. We do that around here.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
So. You guys are going to have so much fun seeing Manny and Mason's segment tomorrow on Collision. I'm so excited how over they are in AEW, and I'm so excited for the Outrunners, like these silly goose tag teams, but like MXM being able to embody their characters in the way that they've always wanted has connected so well with the AEW crowd. You're going to have a lot of fun with that Collision segment that is coming up tomorrow. So we do get Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair hype up for Bad Blood. They say that they're going to be hosting the event, which I kind of am not surprised by. I'm hoping that sets up a feud for those titles. But we also get Naomi walking around in the back and Bayley trying to apologize to Naomi. And Naomi saying there's nothing to apologize for, which I really liked. And then asks for a title shot from Bayley after she beats Nia Jax. Bayley is agreeable to it, but hesitant. I love this from Bayley because she's seen it before. This happened with Damage Control, right? She has her guard up appropriately. But Naomi walks and finds Tiffany Stratton next, and Tiffany trashes her a little bit, and Naomi says she'll get a match with Tiffany next week. So next week is really looking like a hot show. Like, we got the dumpster match. We're going to have that match. We're going to have AJ Styles returning. I'm excited for that because it feels like they give up on a lot of the go-home shows. Might be easier with this one because this PLE is in America and you're not trying to balance a show in Europe with a go-home, but they really have put a noticeable effort not only into this show, but Alex, we've seen them just give up on this season in WWE. They're like, we're phoning it in until Royal Rumble. Like, it's something that we have seen in past years, so a concerted effort overall feels really refreshing.
So I'm wondering if this is just something that they're going to be hopefully pushing towards the new year and whatever. Like, you know, I mean, they only got what, two pay-per-views left for the rest of the year, Bad Blood and Survivor Series.
Yep.
So if they really planned this out right, especially with going on to Netflix, I know that every go-home show on Friday is going to be on USA, specifically because of the pay-per-views being on a Saturday or Sunday. So nice. I hope that this is the trajectory that they keep on. I know it's hard because you don't want to get anyone injured. Yeah. Before a big show.
And some of them are just pre-taped. Like, that's a tough thing. Yeah.
So I do hope that, and if they are going 3 hours, my goodness, there's just a lot to play with here. I would prefer them to maybe do a hybrid where they don't phone it in, because we've sat here and we were like, why? This show made no sense.
Yeah.
And then we have next week. Which, by the way, they're stacking it up, but we got to make sure that it makes sense, right?
Yes.
Because that dumpster match might be it.
It's
might
true.
Be the might be the excitement for the night, and we have AJ Styles come out and pop a promo and then just leave again. You know, like,
sure.
We'll know next week, but it's starting to look really good, and I hope that this is something that they do for the future.
I do too, and it is. It's fun to, man, there were so many weeks in like the Vince era or whatever where we didn't even know what was announced the day of the show. And now I know there's three segments next week that are already like, I know what's going to be happening. So it's refreshing to feel like they know what they're doing, because that was not the case for a while. But episodes like this are so much fun to talk about and review, because they're the flow of this was easy. Like, it's really nice to have episodes that have a lot of logic and good in-ring behind them, for sure. But we're talking about all these PLEs, all these pay-per-views. We're talking about how to save you money with Nord. But if you're saving all that money, what if you want to take a little gamble, Alex? What if you want to throw some money at wrestling? Or what if you want to throw some money on some football in this?
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's football season. My Steelers are doing great, man. I'll take some bets here or there. Well, let us tell you about... Not the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to tell you about BetOnline, or more accurately, we're going to make Sean tell you.
I want to talk to you guys about our great partner at BetOnline AG. Yes, the place that lets you bet on pro wrestling. We've gotten our pro wrestling betting odds from them for years, well before we even worked with them. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about them. They got the earliest lines, the fastest payout, the industry best bonuses. They've been trusted for 25 plus years because of their safe and secure environment and their quick payouts. But you can bet on pro wrestling. How cool is that? If you think you know more than anybody, go ahead and look at those odds. It's the same ones you've seen on Fightful for years. You might see one that sticks out to you and you go, wait a second. There's no way that person's going to win. Why are they an underdog? Make yourself some money. BetOnline AG. And hey, it doesn't stop there. Whatever sports you want, they got you covered. Popular games like blackjack and roulette, Supernova, Skyward, all that stuff. BetOnline AG. Please bet responsibly and only bet what you can at BetOnline AG.
Oh, the chat's popping me. I was trying to no sell, but unfortunately, when it comes to my Dallas Cowboys, I have to jump in there. But hey, listen, I do want to say this. The last time that the Giants beat the Cowboys, that was almost two presidents ago. Okay. That's the last time they beat them, if you really want to get technical with things.
Okay, the Giants, they followed Dusty Rhodes and they are on some hard times. Okay, it's been a rough
super hard time. Super, that's 13 straight victories by the Dallas Cowboys.
It was super hard times. They would be using BlueShirt.com.
She said super hard times. I was waiting for that. Yeah.
So let's talk about our main event. Final call for Super Chats and Humper Chats. We thank you for your support tonight. A quick reminder that me and Alex Pawlowski will have your Collision post show tomorrow. Grapsity will be on as usual as well. And stay tuned to Fightful Select this weekend. More to come. News breaking all the time. And Sean's got all of it. Earlier in the night, we get the segment. And God, you were talking about those details with Kevin Owens earlier. This was such a great, great example of what he's best at here, too, of Cody wants to come kind of clear the air about what happened at the beginning of the show. And Kevin Owens was like, yeah, we do need to talk, just not now. And Cody's like, well, we got to talk. And he's like, I know we have to talk, just not now. I have to get ready for our match with Randy. And as they are exiting the picture, Kevin Owens says, you know what? We don't need your help today. You stay focused on your match with Roman Reigns that you have coming up against the Bloodline at Bad Blood. We got this one. We don't need you coming out. Like, you stay in your lane. We're good for tonight. Kevin Owens walks off, and Randy Orton says, you know what? I'm going to talk to KO, but if you see Tama and Tangaloa coming out here, like, please, please fight them off, because, like, we need a fair fight. The Bloodline are too much to deal with already with Solo and Jacob Fatu, right? So, really, really, really good stuff. I will say, in general, a lot of this makes sense, and I like most of it. Before we dive into the match, though, I think WWE, who is doing a good job, one way that they could kick up things on creative with this is, as soon as you tell me, and this is true for all of wrestling, but it happens most in WWE, as soon as you tell me, like, hey, don't come down, I know you're coming down. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of wrestling is predictable, but it's just, they do that a lot where it's like, whatever you do, don't come down. And you're like, okay, so it's just a matter of time, which we already knew with the Bloodline anyway. That's kind of their whole thing. Yeah. This is one of the better delivered versions of that because Kevin Owens is amazing. And I thought Randy did a really good job on the segment too of when Kevin Owens went away being like, look, he's getting ahead of himself. We do need your help. What did you think of that before we dive into our main event?
I thought it was well done. I mean, it's just, you know, the Bloodline, they were gonna be part of you know, the extracurricular activities. We just kind of knew that was gonna happen. I also don't mind it. I didn't mind all that extra stuff happening. It just added to the drama. This is the first time in a while where I'm not like huffing and puffing. They're like, ugh.
We've
seen it. Or you're being predictable by telling someone, you know, don't show, you know, show up or don't show up or stay away or don't stay away. If I think that this was played perfectly for me because it wasn't blatant. It wasn't right off the bat. It was something that just, you know, came in naturally.
Yes.
It's hard for, especially since I've been watching wrestling for so long, to feel that. And I felt that today.
Yeah, and we're always doing wrestling math with the Bloodline, right? I will say,
always.
This is a really good point. It is an extremely similar playbook to what they're doing with the New Day on Raw. It is very, very similar. I will say, they've been such a unit for so long, that feels like it has more depth, and there was a little bit more like mischief involved in this, where Kevin Owens was, we've just been waiting for him to turn heel a little bit now. But it is a similar playbook. It is a similar playbook for sure. That's a very good call by you. Very good call by you. But boy, oh boy, this match was fun. And man, is Jacob Fatu something else in the ring. What a fun wrestler to watch. Like, this has been such a pleasure. But I will say, I was very impressed by how much this match kept my attention, considering there was this thing in the back of my head of, okay, when are Tama and Tanga coming out, right? Yeah. And, like, when is the Cody dissension spot going to happen, right? So, like, that was in the back of my mind, but these guys are just so good at the pro wrestling part. I felt like it did hold my attention for a really long time. Mm-hmm. Randy getting some nice stuff in, and Owens getting a hot tag in the middle of this looked really, really good. But Tama, Tonga, and Tangaloa, I think they spell it T-A-N-G-A. But they run in with the distraction, and Solo gets that spitting Solo for a two count. He's really good when he's laying in his stuff, man. And then Cody, of course, comes out to even the odds, gets rid of Loa, sends Tama into the ring for an RKO. And Fatu super kicks Randy, then hits a suicide dive on Cody. Mm-hmm. Owens hits the stunner on Solo, but Fatu throws Cody into the ref and prevents the count. Fatu super kicks Owens and Solo and gets the three count for the win. So Solo and Fatu winning here. A nice 15-minute match. A lot of longer match times. This was 15 minutes. We got to see Michin and... why am I blanking? Piper Niven for nine minutes. Andrade and Carmelo went 15 minutes. I am famously someone who likes long in-ring matches. And everything made sense here. I thought this was actually a better done ref spot, even though it was a little predictable. It was executed well. And it keeps the story moving along between Kevin and Owens and Cody. This hasn't worn out its welcome yet. We can see where this is going to implode probably before Survivor Series. But a perfectly suitable way to close the show. Not a lot of complaints about tonight's SmackDown. What did you think?
No, I thought it ended well. I think I said this last week to you. Kevin Owens is like the type of person that you just never know, like he's when he's going to stab you in the back or if he's, you know, like piss at you or what's coming. And that's starting all over again. It's been a while since he's been that person. And now you're seeing it again, the dissension, like he's pissed at Cody. Is he pissed at Cody? You know, at the end of the match there, they're kind of bickering at each other, you know, and then all of a sudden you get that. Honest, like that hug that just didn't feel right, but I'm gonna give you this hug even though I just smushed your face away from me a second ago. Like Kevin Owens is a very angry person, and even when he's happy, he's angry. So just understand that something is coming and I'm here for it. I'm not gonna be one of these little B words that go out there and are like, well, this is what he always does. He did it to Sammy and he did it to this and he did it. No. I'm ready for this because I enjoy when he just beats the crap out of his friends because he's pissed at the fact that he just told you not to do something and you did it anyway, which was weird because didn't Randy say, I'm going to go talk to him and be like, hey, when did that happen? I thought Randy spoke to you. So I would have been pissed off at Randy.
Yeah.
Because maybe Randy's the one manipulating everything.
See, there's a ton of possibilities.
There it is, my friends.
My thing with Kevin Owens, too, is people like he turns heel and then he turns face and whatever. He's the only guy that acknowledges his behavior as a face. I love that about Randy. He'll just, or about Kevin. He's like, I'm sorry that I was acting like an asshole for that time. Like, but like his turn against Stone Cold just hating the state of Texas and then doing the Ezekiel stuff was extremely different from this, is extremely different from Sammy. So I think you're still getting an incredible showcase every time that KO turns heel and face.
And we can even go as far as Jericho. The list, the list of friends. Remember that? That was one of the best. I mean, I still think about it this day, like how well executed that was. Jericho just selling the ship out of it. You know, like it was
that
just
whole
so
thing
good.
Was brilliant.
So yeah, yeah,
orchestrated so well. But that ends our night here on SmackDown. We hope that you enjoyed this as much as we did. This was a really fun episode. It feels like we've got a lot to look forward to next week. So I'm excited for that and more to come tomorrow. I'll be back for the Collision review, which I'm excited to tell you about my live experience. And you've got a fun episode coming up for sure. So before we get out of here, Cardoza, where can the good people find you?
Hey, first of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone who watched again tonight. Shout out to Danny, who shouted us out on her show, on her SmackDown watch-along show. Told everyone to come out here and check it out.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so thank you for... Yes, that one exactly right there.
Thank you so much.
All the way from the other side of the world. So it's like, what, 7 a.m. by them? So that's crazy.
Oh my gosh, thank you. That's so kind.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you all. You guys can follow me by heading over to Instagram. Alexis Cardoza is where you can find me. You can find me on X still, like, even though I'm like not really there, _ Alexis Cardoza. And I just want to plug this in real quick. My holiday adventures are starting next Wednesday, October 2nd. My new show called That Was Pretty Jolly. If that sounds familiar, it's because I produce a show called That Was Pretty Scary for Freddie Prinze Jr. and John Lee Brody. So I decided to take the reins and now call a little bit different. That Was Pretty Jolly, and that's going to premiere on Freddie Prinze Jr.'s YouTube channel on his network called Gaghead. So you guys can go check it out there. You can go to thatwaspretty.com, thatwaspretty.com, and you'll see all the links in there for the podcast and for the channel. Make sure you subscribe and give us some love, man. We're going to be talking Christmas movies for the next 12 weeks, and I'm hoping to get Alex and Kate in there for hopefully a movie review with myself and my co-host Dina. So yeah, that should be fun.
I love it. I love Christmas. Sorry, I love Christmas movies. No, that's okay. You've got a lot going on. We love that for you. I love Christmas. I love Christmas movies. So absolutely. I bet you could get Sean on to talk about Home Alone too, by the way. He loves Home Alone so
really,
much.
Sean?
Sean loves Home Alone.
Really?
Loves it. All timer.
Does he have any scoops? No,
I don't know if he has Macaulay Culkin scoops, maybe.
That'd be great.
That would be fantastic. He's got insider details on how the family just left him at home or left him in New York.
I love that.
There you go. There you go. You can catch me at Miss Kate Fabe on social media. You can catch me and Alex Pawlowski back here for the Collision post show tomorrow. Very excited to get to talk about that episode. Mondays on Fightful Select doing the Sour Graps Raw review. Tuesdays on the main doing the NXT Sour Graps review. Wednesdays at the Mark Order, I'll finally be back after being out for literally a straight month. Very thankful for my co-hosts there holding it down. Thursdays back here for that ROH review. And of course, your SmackDown review right here with Mr. Cardoza. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. Have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.